everybody. This is Brother John Rothacker. It's good to be with you once again on Truth for Today. And the truth we want to share with you today is one that's very important to our understanding as Christians, because what we're going to share about is the church of the Lord Jesus. What is it? Who belongs to it? What is its structure? How do we build it? And due to the many misunderstandings and wrong definitions of the word church today and the way it's used among most Christians, some other questions, of course, could be asked too, like what is the right church, or what's a local church? What's a New Testament church? What's the scriptural government of a true New Testament church? So these are some of the questions we want to consider in this study. Now, first of all, I think we need to define the word as we see it used in the scripture, and that is that the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia. Two parts, the word ek is out, and klesia from the word to call. So literally the word means the called out ones. And of course we can define that in the spiritual sense, in the Christian sense, is the ones called out of worldliness into godliness, out of darkness into light, out of sin into righteousness, out of the natural state of man, the lost state of the unregenerate person of mankind, into a state of regeneration, salvation, through the Holy Spirit. These are the things we want to see. And in some respects, it's similar, of course, to the word used most often for the Jews, and that is in the scripture we see it commonly referred to as the synagogue of the Jew. The word synagogue means a bringing together. And it is a place where they met for an offerings of prayer and the hearing of the scriptures. And later, as that system developed, it was necessary to have 10 eligible men present to